Community National Bank is planning to close two branches in Caledonia County, one in Lindenville and another in St. Johnsbury. The company says it needs it to consolidate. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, some customers aren't happy.
Right next to the post office, Community National Bank has been a Lindenville landmark for over a century. Lynn Witter owns Village Kids Boutique, only a few steps away from the bank. When she heard she would now have to drive a half mile south on Route 5 just to do her banking, Witter was upset, not just for herself, but for the whole village.
And it's really sad. It's like they leave, then someone else is going to have to leave, and it's all going to be boarded up just like many towns that I've seen in Vermont.
Witter wonders if the bank will save money by consolidating branches. CNB owns the building in Lindenville, and Witter predicts it won't be easy to sell. When the video rental store across the street shut down, it remained vacant for over 2 years. Kathy Austin, Chief Operating Officer for Community National Bank, says closing a downtown bank is not an easy decision.
We do understand that it leaves a hole on the main street, what we consider the main street in the town of Lindenville. But, you know, we did have to make the decision that we thought was best for our bank and for our customers.
Austin says Community National is now operating 4 branches within 10 miles and that most transactions are done at the locations that will remain open outside of the two towns. The larger trend is that customers are moving their banking online and to ATMs, so there's less need for tellers. Lindenville Zoning Administrator Kayla Gray says she understands the bank's need for a solid bottom line, but losing the bank's walk-in trade will be a setback for redevelopment efforts.
Walkability is something that's so important in town, and without a business there to have people walk to, you're not going to be able to support more businesses and grow and strengthen the downtown. The cycle sort of feeds into itself.
4 employees will lose their jobs when the doors close on July 17th. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.